AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
What a report coming from ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan today, Rob, on the Pat McAfee show, talking about Shohei. Here's what he said.
I've known Shohei Ohtani for like 5 years now.
Oh, no big deal.
I have never seen him as joyous and as happy and as engaged as he was at the WBC. And part of that is playing for your country, right? But a bigger part of that is he was finally winning. He was playing in meaningful games. This is a guy who really cares about championships. And because the Angels have been horrendous for upward of a decade now, he's never even played in a playoff game. And so if the Angels are out of contention by August 1st when the trade deadline comes, I think that he probably will move, because they understand that if they don't win this year, there's no way that Shohei Ohtani is coming back.
Mm. Rob, your thoughts?
Yeah, it was interesting. He didn't quote Ohtani as saying that.
Right.
This was.
And he also said he will probably.
Did you hear that? Right. Yeah.
So it's not a report.
It's not. Right. Like that was. That's a little different. And I get it. Well, the WBC, playing for your country, Chris, he was a big man and had, you know, impact, and they won and all that. And he even said it was the greatest moment in his career, which right. We were like, we hope that's not how it's going to play out and that there'll right. be others. But I think there's a combination. I really think if I'm the Angels, I got to make him a hell of an offer. And if he turns it down, Chris, I got to move him. You can't play that game of holding on to him all year and letting a guy of that caliber walk on you. We saw it with Washington. You remember Soto was offered $440 million. He turned it down. They immediately traded him. Like that's what you got to do.
Smart move.
Yeah, right. And they got players, and he's not a problem with them anymore. That's what I would do with Ohtani. They got a team. Some people like the Angels. I have to see it to believe it, because I'm not buying in that they're for sure going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, look, and Buster Olney, also VSPN, he said today, Rob, on Get Up, that he thinks Ohtani will get a $600 million contract in free agency.
Now, I think the bidding starts at $500, Chris, so I'm not – that's not ridiculous considering that what we talked about. He has a bigger appeal and, you know, with Japan. 100 million people watch that baseball, that World Baseball Classic final, Chris. 100 million. You should be, if you're an owner of a team, how many Ohtani jerseys can I sell him wearing pinstripes or a Mets uniform or a Dodgers uniform? How many bobbleheads can I sell? How many Ohtani signed autograph bats and balls and spikes? Seriously.
Well, I think that Major League Baseball, and obviously the Japanese have their own professional league, and it's great, obviously. But I do think, Rob, Major League Baseball probably is also looking at Ohtani can help us expand, at least our popularity over there.
There's no doubt.
In other ways. And obviously, I think, Rob, over time, we're a ways away, but over time, Ohtani might serve as some sort of bridge between Japanese baseball and American baseball, Major League Baseball. Just because, I said it after World Baseball Classic. It's like, look, the world is shrinking every day. We're in more and more communication with other countries. You know, I mean, every day, that's even an understatement, you know? And I just wonder, this guy being so great, we've had great players, obviously, Ichiro and others.
Matsui, right.
Yeah, he's a whole different animal, even from an all-time great like Ichiro. And so I wonder if he could do that. But, Rob, I agree. I think what he need, his team could do it, or the Angels, if they're smart, they would sit down now and say, look, what are you going to offer us going forward? And the Angels, you know, or they could start the conversation. Look, we'll sign you right now or as soon as they can for $500 million over 10 years or whatever it may be. And if he doesn't sign it, then they got to find out, okay, what are you thinking? Are you just out of here no matter what? Or is there a chance we can keep you? And he has to, they both have to be honest because he has to, I think Robbie should say, if it's about winning, if he doesn't mind being there and he likes it maybe even, but he just wants to win, then he should just say, look, they should come up with a date, Rob. They should come up with a date where if we're not winning by such and such a date, we're not still in it.
Right.
Then I'm out of here and I want to give you guys a chance to get something for me. Of course, Rob, here's the thing. He's going to have a lot of control in that. You know, he's not going to go somewhere where he won't stay. Nobody's going to give up a ransom for him.
No. When you know. Won't stay. Right, where he won't stay.
But if you've heard me say, Rob, he should – I don't even want to sound like I'm not a Yankee home run.
No.
Necessarily
right.
A Yankee fan. I think he belongs in pinstripes. He's the biggest thing in the sport.
And to put him on the biggest stage in the biggest city, and you already know the history of the great players who have played at Yankee Stadium. Right?
Yep.
Like that's what you're talking about. Just like
absolutely.
Where he belongs, right. It could be Los Angeles too, Chris. It could be Los Angeles. It could be the New York Mets. You know, like maybe right. That pushes the Mets. Like you still have the people from Japan
Red
coming
Sox
to New York.
Even, I think.
Yeah, Red Sox need
Red
something.
Sox.
You know, like where they are now, Chris, they have nothing. They've let Mookie Betts go, Xander Bogarts go. Like, they've given up their stars the last few free agent cycles.
But that's why I mean, obviously the Dodgers are trying to win. And But the Yankees, Rob, just pretty much year in, year out, they're there. They're going for the World Series every year. You know, and so that's one of the reasons, in addition to it just being the biggest city in the country, the huge market, you know that if they're not winning, they're going to do whatever they can to start winning. If not, I mean, you can't ever control necessarily the World Series with the nature of the sport.
But, they're always trying to win every year. Absolutely. That's what fans expect. Anything less than that, people aren't going to be happy. So you're 100% right.
Yeah. So I think that's how they need to do it, Rob. And, you know, it's exciting. But I think he should be on the biggest stage that we have. It'd be like if the basketball player of that ilk, Rob. You know, a lot of people feel like, especially if he was coming from a different country, Lakers. I mean, most of our greatest players have played for the Lakers.
Right. That's the same thing. It would be the equivalent. There's no doubt about it. The Lakers and Yankees are on par.
Yep.
100%.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You mentioned Kevin Durant. We're going to talk about him because he spoke with The Athletic this week in an exclusive interview and some eye-popping quotes from KD Rob. And one of the things he said is this: I don't care about legacy. I used to want to carve out a lane or space in this game for myself that people can remember, but it's become too much of a thing now. It just becomes too much of a focus on other people. What's he done? Comparisons. Before, when we wasn't doing all this debate, we weren't doing all this debating, I cared about it. I'm about to be in the same breath as these top guys. It was big. Nowadays, I truly, truly don't care. I truly just want to go out there and produce, be the best that I could be, go home, hang with my family. That's it. Your thoughts, right?
Sad. First of all, you don't need to say that. You don't need to say it. Like, a legacy will eventually come and put in your work or whatever. But to say that you don't care because it's not going the way you want it to go now or whatever, it doesn't mean that can't change. I could say to KD, go talk to John Elway when he was going through his NFL career, Chris, before his last 2 years when he won the two Super Bowls. Like that, how – am I right? Does anybody look at John Elway as a loser? Nobody. That's how quickly things can change. So to go through it, you shouldn't be worried about it as you go through it. There's ups and downs. Things work out, you bump your head. Things don't work out. Tom Brady went 10 years without winning, Chris. 10 years. 10 seasons. How do people look at him now? If he was Durant.
Tell me. Look at him now?
Well, I think, if the cheating wasn't involved, maybe I'd look at him differently. But you get my point.
Rob. I think this is a coping mechanism. I really do. Kevin Durant is a student of the game. And not just what I'm doing on the court in this moment, how my jab step is, how my, is my handle as good as it can be? Because he's always talking about, I just want to improve and be the best I can be and improve every, day I go out there and play. He's a student of the game. He's a historian. Rob, you can look on the internet and find Kevin Durant ranking the top five players of all time. It's Jordan, Kobe, Shaq, Olajuwon, and Magic. Now, granted, that was in 2019. Maybe since then is when he's decided he doesn't care about legacy. But my point is, Rob, I think he cares. He gets mad when people talk about what they think he feels, fine. But I would think he cares because he is such a student of the game and the history of the game and things like that. And why I say, Rob, this, I believe this is a coping mechanism. It is because right now I feel like he's taking so many hits, Rob. Let's just face it, right? He was in Oklahoma City and he couldn't win a championship. So he took some hits for that. Then he goes to Golden State, wins the two championships, gets the monkey off his back, is the finals MVP, and then people still say, all-time greats still say, and just regular people, those were easy rings. Clyde Frazier, Ralph, said there was an asterisk by his name, his championships. Charles Barkley has said he's not the bus driver. Like, I think, Rob, I think this is really KD just being like, man, I can't win with these guys. And so I'm just going to not even think about it. I'm going to get away from it. I'm not going to pay attention to it. I'm not going to read what they say on Twitter or entertain it or get caught up in it. Or even just publicly say, man, I don't care. I don't care what he said, what they said. I don't care about legacy. But here's the thing, Rob, because I think that, like you said, that's sad. I mean, in a sport, like he's not an accountant. He's not, you know, even a writer. And obviously all industries have awards and stuff, but they're not like sports. Like sports, the reason you play is to win, right? I'm a horrible golfer, Rob. But you know what? I'll never go out there and just hit the ball all over the course. I want to keep score. It's going to be in the 110s and 120s and all, but I want to keep score.
I always say if they're keeping score, I want to win. I just like if we're
competitive. He's as competitive, if not more, than we are.
We've all played. If there's just like a family around and you're having a barbecue and you're just hitting a ball, then that's fine. You know,
right.
And we're not keeping score and people are running around. But if we're playing in a game
you're on the
and,
course.
And there's a right and you're keeping and there's a scorecard, I want to win. I want to do what I can.
Absolutely. And so I just think that's what it is, Rob. And you know what? I think that's smart. Because whatever you have to do to keep your peace of mind, we've seen, you know, now Andre Drummond, the latest, talking about he's struggling with mental health issues and he's missing their next game. And, you know, I'm all for KD and anybody else, you know, whatever they have to do to be able to have their peace of mind and not get so caught up in anxiety and what people are saying and having all these voices in your head and things like that. But I think if KD were to win the championship this year, Rob, obviously that would completely change his legacy. His legacy is already great. I mean, yeah, okay, people can say what they want about the quote-unquote easy rings, but he's still viewed as a top 15, 20 player ever. And he still got championships and finals MVPs.
Right.
It wasn't and he's like, wealthy it was, beyond his wildest imagination. You know what I mean? Like,
but it wasn't so like he just played. And if he just played, say he played on the Warriors, Chris, and Steph won all the MVPs, then maybe you can buy into people just saying, well, you just tagged along or whatever. He played great. He was voted the MVP in both those years. I would just live with that. You don't have to. Everyone's not going to be on board. I don't understand that. When do we become that world where we think everybody has to be on board? Everybody doesn't have to be on your team. You know, like you don't, Chris.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
This is a generation in everything,
right?
I mean, people can't disagree. Like they want to cancel you if you say something they don't like. That's ridiculous.
I've always been, and I say this just in politics. There was a time where you could vote for somebody. He wasn't your choice, Chris. They became president. And maybe you're not all in lockstep with his policies and his stances right on stuff. But he still was elected the president, and you just kind of live with it. Now it's the end of the world.
Right.
That's the part that I don't get. Like, okay, you know, if enough people don't like his policies, guess what happens, Chris, in 4 years? They vote him out.
Right. Exactly.
They vote him out. So we got to live with it for 4 years, right? And if he doesn't do a good job to get a second term, people will vote him out. And you just have to live with it. He's still the president, and that's it. I didn't vote for George Bush, Chris. But I didn't hate George Bush or think he was the devil. I didn't.
Right. And I think, and I agree with you. And look, the parties were a little closer historically. I mean,
well,
now
it wasn't extreme on each side.
And I'm going to be honest. I think quickly, it's a tangent for us, but I think you've got extremists on both ends.
No, it's both
sides. The right and the left. Like the most Americans, I think, are much closer to the middle nowadays than these parties are.
And
the parties are so extreme, and that the people that run them and lead them, and
every vote is 100% on the side of the party. Like no matter what it is. Like since when?
Right.
Since when? All right.
But anyway, Rob, here's the thing. Durant can change that. If he plays, you know, if he the Suns win it, and then he can hopefully enjoy the whole legacy thing. Let me quickly throw this at you, too. He also said this, Rob. He said about, like, he was saying, like, there's a double standard. They're always moving the goalpost, right, when they judge you. I was just thinking out loud. I don't know this, but I'm wondering, Rob, if he meant when he says they're moving the goalpost, do you think he may have meant when LeBron went to Miami, a super team, and won championships, he was praised for it. He won MVPs. When I went and did it, I get, you know, they're easy rings and all that. And now, obviously, the situations are different. He went to a team that had already won a championship and had just been to the finals, had just won 73 games, had just beaten him in the Western Conference Finals. But in principle, they were similar things. I think his path was much easier than LeBron's, but they were somewhat similar in principle. Do you think that may be what he means by moving the goalpost? The reaction being so different than him?
I guess that there were people who were critical of LeBron and everything.
I think there were people critical when he went there, but they weren't. I mean, once he won it, Rob, I thought it was praise all around, which is why I didn't criticize Durant, because I was like, when he wins it and he may be finals MVP, the same people were killing him going to be praising him.
Yeah, and so
LeBron made it probably the fact that they lost their first year made it feel like, oh, it was a tougher road. But they lost because LeBron didn't play well.
Right. That's true.
They were better than Dallas. I mean, all respect to Dirk and old Jason Kidd, but come on. Miami was better than them. If LeBron's LeBron, they win that series. And so I just wonder if that's what he was thinking about.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. how doers get more done.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
But last night, with Russell Westbrook having what many are calling a throwback performance, they beat the Grizzlies 141 to 132. And Rob, Westbrook's numbers 36 points, 10 dimes, 4 rebounds. And get this, he shot 5 for 5 from 3-point land. Rob, that is the first and only time in his NBA career that he has taken at least 5 3-pointers in a game and hit them all. First time in his career, I would venture to say, it's the first time in his life. Certainly, I mean, college, he wasn't a big scorer at UCLA. Maybe high school, obviously, the line is shorter. I guess that's possible. But it might be the first time in his life he was ever that hot. And he led him to a victory. What were your takeaways from that?
Well, I mean, you got him. If you can get a night or two, a couple of them in a playoff run, Chris, where you get some extra oomph from somebody, that was just that's a throwback. Like, no way did I expect that. Not with those two guys out. Memphis had won, what, Chris, 7 in a row?
Like At home, they had a huge win streak.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't know what the overall streak was, but at home, I think it was 12 straight. I'll find out what the overall streak was, but yeah, they've been playing good basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought
they had won 7 straight.
Yeah, 7. That's what I thought. Yeah, so just 12 straight at home. So yeah, that was a moment for Westbrook, and I'm sure he felt good, and I'm sure the Clippers felt even better that they could get that win in that situation and have them feel good about him.
They got to stay in the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, you know, not fall into the play-in.
Right. That's why that was a huge win for them.
Right, right. I took away something from it, Rob. And what I took away is that, number one, if Westbrook has the ball and is, like, the best player on his team, he can still – I don't think – him having a big night was an aberration. I said, Rob, it when he was with the Lakers. This is Russell Westbrook.
Right.
It's not that his game has declined that much, if even at all. It is that he is not in a good situation for himself. And last night, look, I'm not saying he could lead a team deep into the playoffs as the number one guy. But he probably could lead you to the play-in. Not that that's something to shout about. But, I mean, if Charlotte or some other – I mean, we saw Washington. Now, they got Bradley Beal. But, you know, he led them to the playoffs, average a triple-double. Like, a bad team, and it's his show, he could probably get you in the play-in and put up huge numbers and maybe even still average a triple-double. But, Rob, as the second guy, I think he can also be effective like he was with Durant. He was the second guy. And Durant was the first guy. And they didn't win a championship, but that was a really good team.
Right.
And I just don't think he's built to be a third guy. Because a third guy doesn't have the ball in his hands. A third guy doesn't get volume, you know, a volume amount of shots, like a lot of shots, where he can get into a rhythm, work through slumps. And Westbrook's game, his skill set is just not built for role playing. So I think if he's your third guy, which he is with the Clippers, Rob, I think you got to bring him off the bench so that you can, you know, put him in the situations where for those, you know, the bulk of his 28 minutes on the floor, he's with the second unit and he is the man. Or he's with Kawhi or Paul George, not both,
but Pete,
for the most part, and he's, you know, able to play his game.
But they need him right now. PG's hurt, right? And
Kawhi will be back. I mean, Kawhi just, you know, I don't know if it was a back-to-back, but, you know, Kawhi is fine.
Right, right. No, he's healthy, but what I'm saying.
They're
3-1
without Paul George because right. Westbrook's been playing pretty
and that's
good
what I mean,
in that
right.
second role.
Exactly.
Second, you know.
As the second banana, the right. Robin, whatever you want to call it. But they need him right now. And if you're the Clippers, you got to feel like, okay, this is why we went out. I know it was an ugly start. Chris, what did they lose, their first five games or something with them?
Yeah.
It was not
yeah.
a pretty picture. And people were like, oh, God, why'd you get that guy? And
right.
and then he has a night of turn back the clock. So Westbrook, he could write a good story, Chris. We talked about it before. There's a story to be written if he could perform. And I'm not like this every night. Don't get me wrong. I'm not even trying to act like he's going to do this.
No.
But if
no.
he can play well and do some stuff and help the Clippers, I mean, it could change the way people look at him. Is that fair?
Well, I don't think they're using him right. I really don't.
How would you use him? How would you use
him? When Paul George is there, when they're healthy, I would bring him off the bench. If you want to start him, okay, but I think he's built for those middle minutes. I would not, in most nights, finish with him because he's not a good decision maker. And on that team, he's going to have the ball in his hands. And so I don't like them finishing with him. And I don't even think they needed to start him. They were rolling without him before the trade or before they picked him up. Terrence Mann was starting. And, you know, not that he's a true point guard, but they don't really need one. Russ ain't a true point guard. So, I don't like the way they're using him. But you're right. We'll see how it works out. Interesting thing last night that took place, though, Rob. Westbrook tried to have a fan kicked out of the arena. Rob G, come in, explain what happened, because he wasn't successful, but explain what happened.
Yeah, well, Russell Westbrook was very successful on the floor. He had a fantastic game, as you guys mentioned. Unsuccessful in getting this Grizzlies fan ejected, though. According to the New York Post, who interviewed the young man, his name is Benjamin Orgel.
Orgel, I use that on my teeth.
Exactly. So according to the New York Post, Orgel was yelling at Westbrook from his seat. And at one point, Westbrook was right there on the sideline in front of him with his back towards the fans. And he says, "Hey, Westbrook." Russ turns around and says, "What did you call me?" He says, "I said Westbrook." Russ then goes to the official and security and has the fan ejected. And, you know, you would think, oh, I'm sure this fan is just lying. This can't be right. That can't be all that he said, right? According to this fan, according to the New York Post, he met with security in the back. They spoke to him. And security said, quote, "Look, we verify what happened with Russell. You can go back to the game. He only missed a few minutes of action."
And you know what? Bravo to security, Rob G and Chris. Bravo. You can't start throwing people out for that.
I'm with you.
I mean, come on.
And Kyrie's been trying. Did he get one fan ejected? He's just trying to get another one. Was trying to get another. Look. If you want to start ejecting, and obviously the arenas aren't going to do this, thankfully, Rob, as
right.
you said. If players can't handle someone calling them a derogatory name that, you know, that's not going to get your family.
That's not dirty. That's
West,
not racist.
Right, right. I'm so.
Non-threatening. Come on.
I mean, again, Rob, this is what we brought this up with society. I mean, people want you canceled. This is really just a microcosm of this society today.
You can't call somebody Westbrook? I mean, like what? It's like a creative name. What? Just like it's funny.
It's funny. It's creative. It makes a statement. And Rob, look, when they used to, Patrick Ewing used to have to try to play when fans brought bananas and, you know, like that stuff.
Do you remember in college, Chris, there were signs. Patrick, I bet you can't read this sign.
Right.
Like that,
right.
Like that stuff. They were throwing banana peels at him. I mean, are you kidding me? That's racist as hell.
Right. But if it's not racist, nothing like that. Like
non-threatening.
Really?
Right.
I'm just sorry.
But thank God, though, that the security people reacted correctly, which is
thank
go back
God,
to go
but
back.
I'm
right.
starting to wonder about some of these players. You can't handle somebody. I mean, if I'm playing, was playing, and they Boussard, boo.
Right, there
Boussard,
you go.
Like, I want you. I can't handle that.
Chris, you heard that when you were playing. That sounds good. You should patent it. Boussard.
I mean, I'm sorry. This is like going too far. And again, it's not just the players. It is our society in general. It is just unbelievable what people just want to stroll through life with flowers thrown at their feet. And everything is perfect. And look, that would be awesome. That'll be heaven. Make sure you get there, all right? But on this life, on this earth, you will have trouble. You will have challenges. You will have people that don't like you. You will have people try to stand in your way and put obstacles in your path. And we don't want that systemically. But I'm talking about just individuals. Did everybody, Rob, did you ever have people at school that didn't like you?
Yes. Because I was 6'9" in eighth grade, they called me Robot. That was my nickname instead of Robert. They called me Robot.
You didn't have me ejected from school, expelled?
I said, I know the guy, Anthony Humphrey. Can you get Anthony Humphrey? I still remember his name, Chris, because he made a nickname for everybody, all the kids. Anthony Humphrey. We had a woman, a teacher, Miss Glickman, and she had like a pot belly and she had no behind, Chris, like a flat butt. Miss Glickman. And Anthony Humphrey came up with, he used to say, Miss Glickman, he called her Miss Butt in the front because she had a.
Oh, man. It's life. It's life. Everybody's not going to be your cheerleader, right? So I'm just, like I said, it's not even just the players, although I would expect more from them. Come on, man. I mean, but it's just our society in general. So
there's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.